I would say it's just time for a show. It's the news, according to me. Kind of guess that ZZ Top kind of vibe, doesn't it? It's yeah, I grew up listening to that stuff. 38 Special, ZZ Top, stuff like that. Yeah, I did. I have to confess, I listened to that kind of music when I was a kid. Yeah. I had a. Anyway, welcome. Hello. It is, welcome to the show. It is 8:25 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. I am your host. It is 2026, by the way. It's Wednesday, hump day. And I have no plans for this show. In fact, I have no AI. There's not going to be any AI contributors today. All they do is tell me that they can't come. Okay. They make me feel bad because they act like I'm talking about some conspiracy thing that's not. They can't talk about it. We could have a conversation, but it can't be this kind of thing. Talking about facts. Bring up Tucker Carlson's name, apparently. That's all it takes. I don't know. Yes, I can't get involved with as an AI agent, as your agent. I can't do that. Well, that's fine. What can you do? How about a nice short list of that stuff? All right, I have a couple things to talk about. Yesterday I told you some stories about my life and the parallel between myself and my father. And I'll try not to go down that road again today. I don't know if you have a problem with it. I don't have a problem with it. If you have a problem with it, it's your problem. That's all. It's not my problem. I got plenty of problems of my own without having to share them with you. Is that actually done? So I'm cranking out what's called CDs right now. I'm burning the old CDs. I have a music project that I just finished, and I found all my old stuff. All my old stuff that I can burn CDs and burn. I can, you know, put them in solid CDs and stuff. I can do all that stuff. So I'm doing that stuff. The only thing I can't do is print on them. At least I don't know. My old printer is kind of buried back in a corner in my office at the worldwide headquarters, and I'm assuming the ink isn't going to do anything. I'm assuming I'd have to get ink for it. It's probably going to cost me $1,000 to get the ink for it. I haven't bought ink cartridges for a long time. We got that EcoTank thing from, is it Epson? I think it's Epson EcoTank, whatever it is, and just fill it up when it gets low and last with the ink we've got last couple of years. It's been working out really well. Yep, there's one hot off the press right there. It just popped right out. It's this one. I got these CDs. I had some of these left over from another project I was doing, but these look like vinyl records on top. They look like a vinyl record. It's kind of cool. It's not a vinyl record, by the way. In fact, there's only 35 minutes of music on this thing. I probably could have put a couple more songs on it. But you know, you get what you pay for. In this case, they're free. So I don't, I probably should put some extra songs on some of these. Because I do have some other songs that I've done that were going to go on my next album. Or they're going to be single releases. I could probably make a select few that would be special limited edition. Someday worth millions of dollars. I'm sure they would go for millions of dollars on auction in the way inflation's going. You probably won't be able to buy a CD for $1 million. But yeah. Anyway, inflation's not, I mean, what it was, but for the course of a few years, it's definitely gone up. In my cup, let's talk about my cup. That's something that's easy to talk about. For 2 minutes. I have Big Train Chai in there. And of course, yesterday I depleted one of my containers of Cinnabon Creamer. which means today I went for a new bottle, and I had options. And I took the option to use Almond Joy candy bar creamer. It's one of those things where it'd be kind of nice to be able to switch around whatever your mood is, but I have a tendency to go through the whole bottle before I open another bottle because I don't go through that much. And if I have two bottles open, then I end up, I know it doesn't get old because it's not real, which is great, putting the synthetic stuff into my body. But there's some things running down here in the basement that's down here in the dungeon in which I create these conspiracy theory hyperbolic podcasts. Anyway, and my backup cup is the last of my sweet peach tea, which means that today I will have the task of replenishing my sweet tea supply. Today, tomorrow, and Friday, there will be a show. We'll have shows on all 3 days as far as I know. Tomorrow will probably be a live show from the worldwide headquarters. I believe I have the issue fixed with the AI operational thing at my studio. Now, what I might do is just have the caller call in, and I'm not going to have them respond because they just don't want to. They don't like responding. So I'm just going to set them up to ask questions. That way, I can just answer the questions. That way, it sounds more like it keeps me on track too. A little bit more. I can set up. I set up things ahead of time. What they say at the beginning of the show, by the way, is something I type in. Just so you know, I type in the greeting initial greeting. So when they first sign on, they say something like, hey, I listen to you. I never listen to your show, but I call in a lot. Something like that. They'll say something sarcastic or whatever they say, or good day or whatever they say. They get the best show ever. That's all stuff that I type in. It's not stuff that they say or that the AI comes up with. After that, the AI gets turned loose, and the next thing you know, they're just telling me they can't talk about anything because it's all conspiracy theories. So I said, which just cracks me up. I mean, it's all stuff. It's in the news. It's like, what the heck? News can talk about it, but they can't. Some AI agent can't talk about it. Yeah, so I don't know. I think that part of it is the Anthropic, the AI agent, where they're getting their information, doesn't want to participate in it. Maybe they've caught up with the fact that I'm actually a right-leaning conservative host of the show, I guess, or whatever you want to call me. I don't know what you want to call me, but I don't consider myself a Democrat. I'm not a Democrat. I don't consider myself a Republican. But I also, I'm definitely not a Democrat. I don't consider myself an independent. I consider myself a conservative in the true sense of the word, a constructionist or a constitutionalist, I guess I would call myself more than anything. But it's not the best document on the planet, but it is a document that I think we have to respect. And I think it has garnered some level of, it's not a perfect document. I guess that's what I want to say. It's not perfect, and it can't be. It's made by human beings. Some people have gotten to the point where they think it was God inspired. Well, it was certainly influenced by godly principles. How about we put it that way? Many of the founders were absolute Christians. They were actually believers. Some of them were deists. Some of them were, it's a wide variety. However, even deists in that day still had mostly a biblical worldview with regard to Judeo-Christian morality and the things that they believed in. So it was just a very different time. They didn't have the secular humanism kind of spiritualism, all this kind of stuff that happens now as much. There was some of it. That's where all this has come from. It's been around for thousands of years. But it's just I'm not a historian. I have friends who are. I know somebody. I know somebody who's a historian. She calls in a lot on the show. No, I do have friends that are big on history, understand history very much, a lot more than I do. They've probably forgotten more about history than I'll ever learn, and they still know more than I do. So it's one of those kind of things. In the background, I'm just going to keep this rolling. I'm going to keep the old. That's what we're going to do. We're going to pop this one in. That's what I'm doing right here in the background. I got the old CD machine going. We're going to do it. We're going to keep burning these boogers. Just keep them going. What did I do with the other one? Oh, it's right there. Okay. I'm going to get it mixed up. Try to double burn something. You can't do that, by the way. It won't let you do it. There we go. All right. Some interesting things have happened with the price of oil. The price of oil went over $100 a gallon, or $100 a gallon, $100 a barrel. I think it was up around 115, 120, something like that, very shortly, because of the whole Straits of or whatever it is, the straits over there that the Iranians were saying they were going to shut down. I don't know how they were going to do it. They had no navy. They were supposed to shut that down. They're supposed to do all these things. They're begging. They're you know, just looking for a ground offensive. They know that if American troops get on the ground in Iran, they know that it will be detrimental to nobody will like it. Nobody in the area will like it. Nobody will. Yeah, there might be some people. There might be some countries that won't say anything, but it won't go over well with this country. Now, what has happened is basically Trump just recently said, I think things are pretty much, that war is pretty much over. That you know, Iran's pretty much done. He's not going to have a banner behind him that says, you know, mission accomplished on an aircraft carrier. But pretty much the mission is accomplished, and it's they've been decimated. They've been pretty much now. Whether or not you think that we should have or not, it's a whole other issue. But the good news is it's over, pretty much over. And you know, they're bombing, maybe, I think the last I heard was a couple of days ago, they had bombed like 9 targets. They've kind of gone back and bombed some of the areas that were in question. Some of the missile sites, that kind of, they're just kind of making sure that the airspace is safe, I guess, is what they're doing. I don't know what they're doing. I'm not a military strategist. So I don't even think I played Stratego when I was a kid. You know, I don't know if you remember that game. We have, by the way, I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial counselor. Let's see if we can find, there's a, what just happened here? What's going on with that? Say hello to Firefox profiles. I didn't click on that. I don't even know what that is. I'm not even signed into Firefox. I don't know what. I don't do that. Oh, this guy. Oh boy, here we go. There's the super mayor, by the way, who was. If you get a chance, go to. There's a channel you should investigate. His name is Actual Justice Warrior. He had a piece on this. He calls her the super mayor. She was very. Let's see if I can find this. I gotta see what happened. What just happened? The thing went to. Okay, there we go. Stratego, board game. Let's see if we can find an advertisement for this thing. It's got to be funny. This is all how to play. Stratego. Where'd it go? We got it. There's got to be an advertisement. Board game ad. Advertisement. Here we go. Here we are. This is what I'm looking for. This is the kind of thing I'm looking for here. Let's play this real quick and see what you think.
Milton Bradley's terrific game of strategy for two. Fast, easy to play, and exciting. You command captains, lieutenants, and colonels. You may capture an international spy or be destroyed by a hidden bomb. Capture the enemy's flag.
have to see this. I got kids' reactions. That was what I grew up with, folks. That's the kind of thing that's Chess for Dummies is what that is. That's kind of what that is. I'm not a doctor. I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a financial counselor. I'm not a military strategoist. But I didn't even play that game when I was a kid. I think my friend, one of my friends had it, and he tried to explain to me how to play it, and I was just kind of like, this is stupid. I just went off and ate some cheese or something. I can't remember what I did. I just thought it seemed kind of silly. When I was a little kid, I played chess. I was fascinated with it. However, I got into the chess club. I got into the chess club in grade school. I think I was in fourth grade, and there was this little chess club thing. It was during lunch hour. And I had all these kids at my very first match. Now, I have to remember, I started school really young. I started my senior year when I was 16 years old. I was the runt of my class. The deal was, we had these two grade schools. One was in a little town of about 300 houses. I know, because I had a paper route and I had to deliver every single house. It was the paper, which is a free paper that goes out to every house. So there was 315 houses there. In the other town, I think there were actually fewer houses within this. It wasn't an incorporated city. Their other one wasn't even incorporated. I think there may have been more houses in the general area, but they weren't really necessarily in a city limit. They were in kind of a district or whatever they call it. I don't know what they called it. They ended up having to do something because they ended up having to get city sewer. Because they supposedly found too much contamination in the groundwater, because everybody had wells and septic tanks. So they had to put in a public sewage system. Anyway, they must have gotten incorporated at some point. I don't know if they had a mayor or not. I'm not sure what they had going on there. So we had these two little school systems, and then when we had the junior high was actually part of the senior high. It was junior high school, and it was a school that was kind of, it was the same building, but it was divided up. One side was junior high, the other side was senior high. And occasionally the junior high would have classes over in the senior high side, and it was kind of back and forth occasionally, but all the shop classes and everything were all on the junior high side because there was more room there. I think there were 92 people in my graduating class. So it was a very small class. But anyway, I was the runt of the litter. And it was, here I am in fourth grade. So we're even the smaller. There's probably 30 people in my class, 40 maybe total. And of course, there was Amish in my area. They didn't go to high school. They got to junior high, and that was it. You didn't see them anymore. I think 14 or 15, I think they drop out of school. So most of them, back then anyway. Now, some of them do go all the way through high school now, but they most of them drop out before they get any further than that. Some of them continue on, but most of them don't. They go back and work on the farm. So we have, I was this kid. I was this little kid, and I got in there. I liked playing chess, but I was in fourth grade. I was probably nine. I was probably eight at that time. I think it was because it was the beginning of the year. I was 8 or 9 years old. Of course, all these other kids were older than me, bigger than me, and it wasn't, you know, they weren't mean or bullyish, but anything. But they thought it was funny, you know, they're picking on me. So we ended up, I was sat down to play this kid in chess. And I still remember the kid. It wasn't Ron. What was the guy's name? I can see him like it was yesterday, sitting across that thing from me. And we started in. I think it was his move first. I went, and then he moved again. And he set me up for a situation where I could take something. I took something. And every move he made, this is probably, you know, 10 moves in here, he had me all set up. Every time he would put something in front of me, everybody around me was like, yeah, take it. So I kept taking what he would, you know, every time I had a chance to take something, he put something in front of me. Well, the next thing I know, He does one move with his queen, and it's checkmate. I was done. I couldn't move anything. He was setting me up the whole time, which I thought was kind of funny. But that's how that stuff works. It traumatized me for. That's why I am the way I am today. You know, here I am 50 years later. Well, 60 years later. Well, yes, 55. Whatever. If I was 9, it was, yeah, about 55. But anyway, I don't think I went back to chess club after that, actually. Everybody thought it was funny, and it was funny. Problem was, I didn't think it was funny at the time. I wasn't laughing at the time. I was kind of felt belittled by that. Looking back on it, it would have made a great video short, because that's about how long it was. It was about 1 minute. The guy just obliterated me. It's pretty funny, actually. The and it's boy, I wish I could remember that guy's name, because I'd like to have a word with him. But anyway, no, it wasn't his fault. He was. No, we would have a good laugh about that, because it was actually something that was pretty funny. Anyway, the there's another one hot off the press. Wait, was that one? That one's green. Why is that green? I thought they were. I guess they're different colors for some reason. What's this other one was? That was orange. That one's green. It looks like a little record, which is kind of cool. The top of it looks like a little vinyl record. This one's green as well. Let's burn another one, Jim. Actually, I think what I will do. I'm going to hold off on burning some of these, because I'll burn this one. I'll do this one. I think I'm gonna do a few of these that are special editions. I think I'm gonna put some more songs on. There's plenty of room. I got 80 minutes of music, or 80 minutes of stuff, and there's only 35 minutes on there, so I could put another. I got quite a bit of other music. I could. There's an old band called Greedy Snout that I could probably put on there. I was in my car. I've got an old. We have an old car that we use as a spare. It's got issues, but we have. It's an old Volvo. It's a 2007 Volvo XC70, and we have. It's a good old car. They're going up in price now. It's hard to. I was going to sell the thing, and in fact, I thought about giving it away. And it's going up in value right now. I see them on eBay. Of all places, for twice what I paid for it. And we've had it for, well, I don't know, 10 years at least. At least that long. I went into a dealer in it was a used car dealer in Fort Wayne. I think it was on, either on Facebook, where was it? It was on something. It might have been on Craigslist. Some used car dealer had it, and he was just trying to get rid of it. He had some issues. I fixed him before he even left the lot. He didn't know what he was doing. And I offered him cash, had the cash in my hand, sent out the door, you know, with the tag and everything, all the taxes. This is what I've got, and this is what I'm willing to pay, and you're going to let me drive off the car. He's like, well, we can't do it for that. I was like, well, then I'm going to walk out the door. So they had their little discussion, and of course that was, okay, we'll do it for that. It's going to cost seven, you know, whatever it was. It was $10 over what I had. I was like, I don't have another $10. Okay, well, whatever. I was sick. That was kind of funny. Anyway, they worked it all out. I got it for what I put the cash on the table and I walked away. So what happened? Anyway, we drove the car for quite a while. It was, we had an 01 and we had an 03. The 03 was involved in an accident. It totaled that car. So we got the 07. Well, then the 01 got into an accident, hit a deer. I was driving at the time. It had over 300,000 miles, just over 300,000. And it crashed. The 03 had just over 300,000, and it crashed. And then the deer totaled the 01. I was fine. It was just because it was such an old car and had so many miles on it. They didn't want to fix it. So the insurance company didn't want to fix it. I should have bought it back. It was $300. to buy it back, I did take the tires and had brand new tires and wheels on it. So I took those off, or not wheels, but tires. Took those off and put them on the 07. And then we drove from that point forward. Well, then, so I had the 07 then. My wife was driving the 07. I had the 07, went out and bought her a 2012. And then later on, we ended up having to get a better car because she was putting a lot of miles on. So I ended up getting a 2015. And I took the 2012 from her, and she took the 2015. Well, it turns out the 2015 car has been a kind of a money pit. It has a different engine in it, engine and transmission, and it's been a little bit of a problem. Now, we got it all fixed up, and thinking that it was okay. Here we go. It's got 240,000 miles on it, but it's thinking we were all kind of done with that. And then something else just recently happened. It's in the shop right now again. There's some kind of a spline issue. I think the thing was involved in an accident. The guy bought it off of down in Texas didn't tell me what the deal was. I think it was involved in an accident that it was never reported because it wasn't on. It didn't show up on the Carfax or anything. I think he probably bought it from somebody or had some avenue to either it was him that did it or I don't think it was. I think he bought this thing. Had parts replaced and did all this stuff and turned around. He probably bought it from an insurance company for, $500 or something. And then he went through it didn't have a salvage title though. So it was some kind of a weird deal. So I'm not sure exactly what happened there. Never know. Anyway, we'll find out someday, I guess. But, yeah. So, all right, there we go. We got three of those little puppies made. I guess I could do some of these. I might just do these as well. These are pretty nice. I didn't have any jewel cases, and I finally found some jewel cases. But then I opened up the jewel cases and find out that they actually have CDs in them. They have blank CDs in them, which means I don't even have to have my little stack of CDs. So I've got some jewel cases coming today, so I'll be able to do all that stuff. I have I got to put out about two or 3,000 of these this week. That's what it's requests are for, two or 3,000. The album's not even on iTunes yet. It should be on the iTunes thing by the end of the week, I think. I'm not positive. Sometimes it takes 2 weeks. It usually takes about 5 days. All right, anyway, back to what I was talking about. So this little school thing. Oh, yeah, why was I even talking about the little school thing? I'm off on tangents every time I do something. Anyway, the war in Iran, I walked. It seems to be done. I think the last price of oil. Let me see if I can find the price of oil here real quick. Just current price of a barrel or oil per barrel. I think it's under $100 now. It's $83.82. Now I'm laughing. That's still pretty high. The good news is there's also something else that's happened now is that the they're not going to release the reserves. By the way, they built their reserves back up again, but they're not going to release that again. But what they are going to do is open a new refinery. I think the last time a refinery is opened, I can't remember. My wife sent me an article about it. I can't remember what the last time was. Let's see if I can find that. New U.S. oil refinery. This has got to be something. I think Trump just came out with this. Trump announces America is opening its first new oil refinery in 50 years. It's been 50 years. I don't know exactly what that's going to mean in terms of exportation of oil. However, it's going to cause fuel prices to drop again. Trump gets it. Trump understands. This is the one thing he does understand deals. He understands economics, trade and economics. He does understand that kind of stuff. He'll get the job done in terms of, getting the value of the dollar back again, making America strong. And our country runs on oil. It's just, there's no way of getting around that. You're not going to do anything with solar. You're not going to do anything with wind without having a, what they call a fossil-based, which I don't think it's accurate, but an oil-based or coal-based economy. You're just not going to have it. Oil is the thing, basically. But, I mean, of course, coal is still a major player, and we're going to have everything we can. It's, in terms of electricity, it's going to be nuclear is the only thing that's going to pull us out of the AI thing. The amount of data, the amount of consumption of electricity, the only way we're going to make that happen is with a nuclear power plant. In my opinion, this is just my opinion, I think every data center should have a macro power plant, a macro nuclear power plant, much like there is on a submarine. Of course, you run into cooling issues and stuff that, you know, submarines don't have to worry about cooling. They've got plenty of water. They can just cool whatever they're cooling. But it's a, you basically fuel the thing and it lasts for 20 years. They don't refuel a nuclear-powered submarine and a nuclear-powered aircraft carriers that are nuclear powered. I think there's actually some Aegis. There's some other ships that are nuclear powered. I think there's a certain class of submarines also nuclear powered. I can't remember what it is. However, so yeah, we have some of those kinds of things going on. That's going to cause the price of oil to drop again. Now, really, it's not so much the price of oil necessarily globally. It's not going to affect that. What it will affect is the price of gas at our pumps. That is what affects our economy. Having the extra refinery will probably, I don't know, I'm not an economist, of course. I'm not, you know, the list of many things I am not. The new refinery has the potential to make our home economy here, it's going to really topple the tipping point. Make no mistake, under Biden, under Kamala Harris, under anybody, any kind of a Democrat administration, you would never have had a new refinery opening. That would not have happened. Now, I don't know how long it's going to take to get this thing up and off the ground. I would assume not very long. They're probably going to speed track this thing to get it done. I would think within less than 4 years, simply because of, you know, Trump knows he's got to get it done before he, you know, before his term is out. So you've got that going on. I have, which is kind of hopeful. Now, when you take all things into consideration here, I know this isn't Financial Friday, but I'm going to say this. When you take everything into consideration with regard to getting fuel prices down, reducing taxes, getting the tariffs in line, some of the other things that are happening in terms of trade, in terms of economic strength, and then you, on top of all that, the icing on the cake, if you will, is this whole thing with all of the investment that's coming. If I'm not mistaken, I think that there's about $20 trillion foreign investment. In the last year. Let's just find out what that's new foreign investment. I'm thinking it's 20. Okay, there was some. What's actually come in so far is 100. Investors to acquire, establish, and expand a business totaled $151 billion. I think that there's been, not all of it's come in, but it's been pledged. Oh, here, oh my word, no, it's more than that. Foreign direct investment increased. This is from the International Monetary Fund, the worldwide Fed, basically. I don't know how much has actually come in so far since this has happened. There's a total of $41 trillion that's been pledged since Trump took office. The direct investment, I think it looks like 5.7 trillion of that so far has been actually deposited into the country in terms of infrastructure, whatever, wherever it is, what they're building actually. And so there's another, you know, 35 million or whatever yet to come. Now, I would imagine that year over year, they're going to be able to ramp some of that up. I would think that by the end of, you know, in less than 4 years, you're going to see all there's probably going to be more. I think he's only about halfway through some of the investments that that are being pledged to come here. So it's there's probably going to be closer to $50 or $60 trillion total that are invested in our country from foreign factories who find it more affordable or more profitable to build a factory here. My concern about this whole thing is, are we going to have enough workers here? And one of the reasons I think that Trump is actually kind of pro bringing worker, you know, the worker program, the certain kinds of visa, working visa basically is what it is. The only reason I think he's looking at that is he sees the numbers. And he knows there's not enough workers to fill all the jobs we're going to have. That's just plain and simple. Now, what's ironic about this, and I hesitate to bring this subject up even because it's just it tears at my heart so much to even think about it. But the rate, you know, the Democrats are such. They're out there. The reason for saying that we need more workers here in this country. We have to have more workers. That's why we need more people to flood the border with. We need to surge the border, whatever they call it, whatever you're going to call it. That's what Biden said. Because, you know, we don't have enough workers here. We have to increase our economy. We have to increase our population has to increase. Otherwise, we're going to, you know, we don't have an increasing population. So we have to bring more people in. Well, I wonder why that is. Why do we need to increase our population? Why is it not increasing on its own? Well, quite simply, how many are we aborting every year? We're killing our children. And then wondering why we have such a low birth rate. And unfortunately, the ones who are being killed. What just happened there? Okay, there we go. The ones who are being killed are mostly minorities. And yet, we're the ones who are racist because we don't want to have, you know. And there's this lady. Let me play. This is actually something that was on. Saw this earlier. See if we can find it. It was, I think I've got this here. What is it? What is that? Yeah, here we go. Yeah, this lady here. This is good. Let's go back over here. Here we go. This lady is pretty, pretty ridiculously stupid. So this lady, I think her name is Jamil Hill Mox. You know, here she is.
A lot of y'all voted for what you voted for because of who they were keeping out the country. Some of y'all don't want the country to look a certain way. Some of y'all think this country is getting a little too brown, a little too dark for your taste. And so you voted to deport and to terrorize certain members of the community because you don't want the community of America to look a certain way. And just admit it. You got people living in Iowa talking about border security.
Yeah.
Nebraska.
Yeah.
You live in Nebraska.
Yeah.
What are you talking about? Like, what?
Yeah, you don't understand. What? How do you...
Worried about an invasion.
First of all, this lady's got a... I don't know if she's got her own podcast, what she's doing here. Looks like she's got her own feed. Looks like she's doing something here. And she's, you know, much like myself. She has a whole bunch of books behind her. She's got her whole little set up there where she does her little podcast. She's got a microphone that is it's a piece of crap, but it's made to, it's like a chocolate covered turd is what it is. It's a fancy looking microphone that is, it's crap. It is a terrible microphone, by the way. It is all dressed up in this. It's bling. It's basically bling, and it's yeah. I don't know how else. I just that kind of stuff. I notice that kind of stuff, and it tells me all I need to know when I see something like that, because it's not about sound quality. It's just I'm going to have this big microphone over here that looks like something important, and it's crap. I would not. If I had a microphone like that, it would be in the trash so fast. In fact, it wouldn't even be. I would make sure that nobody else had a chance to even use it. I would destroy it before I put it in the trash. That's how I felt. Now, having said that, her whole premise here is that somebody in Nebraska shouldn't be concerned about border security. Well, gee, should anybody in Minneapolis be concerned about border security? You realize that people coming into the country don't just sit at the border. They're all over the place. They bring them in. They ship them around the country. They move them intentionally and plant them in places where they're political pawns. What they are. Apparently, she doesn't get that.
Living in the middle part of the country where ain't no border or nothing to know
exactly
to any country.
Yeah, that's the
You ain't even bordering Canada. Talking about. I'm worried about border security.
Yeah, that's
living in Connecticut.
Yeah, well, that's the way it is. Enough of that. Now she's insane. She doesn't understand anything about how the world works. Apparently, that's part of the problem here. We have a little issue with people like that is that they don't get it. You understand the importance of how it affects somebody. You may not be living on the border, but it affects all of us. Because guess what? Your taxes there in Nebraska are paying for the social programs those people are eating up. That's the problem. But they don't understand that. And it's not about immigration. We allow more people. Who was it? It was I think he's passed away now. I think his wife actually. I think might have actually. I think he might have been killed by his wife. He was an actor. He was actually a Saturday Night Live guy. And he was actually very vocally, I wouldn't say he was, well, he probably was a Republican for the most part, but he would never have come out and said that because he would have been ostracized in the world in which he lived. But he was interviewed at one point. This was kind of after when things were kind of, had kind of changed for him. He'd already been kind of there. He'd been ostracized about some other things. And he came out very strongly against the whole idea of illegal immigration and what was going on with all that. And how we are, you know, our country has the most of any, of all other countries, we have the most generous immigration policies. Try to go to some other country and become a citizen there. It's just any other country and try to become a citizen. Good luck with that. You'll live as a second class person the rest of your life there. Now you might go to some third world country or someplace. You might go to down to South America someplace where you know $100,000 you can live on $100,000 for the next 30 years and live like a king. But you're never going to be a citizen. You may not even be able to get to vote there forever for the rest of your life. But it's one of those things that you just can't come to many other countries and just become a naturalized citizen. It's just not, there's no path in many countries to even become a citizen in their countries. You can live there. It's a weird thing that they act like we're the racists. This is a racist country. It's built on racism. Everything about it started on racism and the slaves built this entire country. It's just such a lie. And I don't even know where to go with all that, but it's just ridiculous. Yeah. In the meantime, folks, tomorrow is going to be, I'm going to try to do a live show tomorrow, and I'll probably have a lot more, how you say it. It's going to go for at least an hour tomorrow morning, and it's going to be from the, probably going to be from the worldwide headquarters, I think. I'm going to have to go over and test out the system, make sure it's working properly. See how that goes, but we'll see how everything works with all that. In the meantime, we'll just have to find out between now and tomorrow. But I think that tomorrow is probably going to be a good time for a live show. If that's the plan, we'll see how it all works out. Anyway, in the meantime, folks, have a great rest of your day. We will. Where's that? What happened to my? Oh, there we go. It's still there. My cat gets up here and pushes buttons on my panel, and I never know how things are going to go. But apparently, it's in okay shape, I guess. Folks, if you'd want to call the show, leave a message, or to send a text, you can call or send a message to the show. 574-651-7685. Call or text, or go to google.com/voice and leave a message there. In the meantime, folks, I just want to say, tomorrow, maybe, I will see ya.